This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Good stuff. Good stuff. I bring the good stuff. Anyway. Yeah. What am I hearing?
So,
oh, I know what I'm
hearing. They keep...
Playback. Let's not have no playback, shall we? This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. This is ergonomic excellence at its best. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And this next conversation is going to be brought to you by Taurus USA, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at taurususa.com. Trying to get all of my stuff in a row. There's a makeup company that has a little bit of a social justice bent, and they call themselves the Lipstick Lobby, and they produce different shades of lipstick to support various left-leaning causes. And before you get out there and think I am, yes, I still know what I'm talking about. Yes, I know what my main topic is. They say we are a social justice movement for change, progress, and equality. Please join us in a simple way to protest and make a difference. This bold statement lipstick, they say on their website. Wearing this lipstick is a reminder that small actions can create big waves. It is a simple way to speak up and speak out against the threats to freedoms posed by the Trump administration. I don't know what they're talking about there. Maybe the freedom to dominate us? I don't know. It's a small thing we can all do right here, right now, to create change. They donate 100% of proceeds to their Kiss My Pink color to Planned Parenthood. They donate $5 of every lipstick sale to their outrage color, of their outrage color to the ACLU. And now the company's launched their Orange Fired Up lipstick, which is 100% of their net profits will be donated to the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. And this is why the Lipstick Lobby says they support gun control. In addition to this, they'll sell you some stencils or provide you with some stencils, and then you can do a little painting on your body with the lipstick on your hands, your face, whatever. I mean, it doesn't just have to go on your lips. Oh, no, you can have yourself a little message going on, a little massage, if you will. No matter what your, and this coming from them, no matter what your point of view on gun control or gun ownership, I think we can all agree enough is enough. Taking inspiration from our brave and passionate survivors, we encouraged each participant to stencil a message using our fiery orange fired up shade. Some of our messages include the classroom number at the MSD school that was gunned down, a message of positivity and hope, or simply no, we just cannot tolerate one more life lost to gun violence. You need to go to Chicago, Lipstick Lobby. Let's do a little painting down there, okay? That is where your most dependable gun violence is happening right about now. For the launch of the Fired Up color, the lipstick company took a swing at Congress and their lack of action. Another day in America, another school shooting, yet Congress continues to do nothing. It's time to demand our leaders take action, or come November, we will. Hashtag vote the moat. Whatever that is. According to the company's founder, Davida Hall, she wanted to impact the conversation on guns and gun control, you know, also on gun ownership, because this would affect it. According, our focus is female-centered through the lens of women, how we feel as women, as mothers, as nurturers, what we think are spotlight issues for our societies and our communities, she told Forbes. When we saw what was happening, we asked ourselves, how can we look away from this? How could we ignore innocent people just dying? But their focus is not on turning a profit, but on making a social impact. We're not in it for the money, she said. We're in it to use our voices and our skills at capacity. We're a beauty brand for change. We're flexible enough to pivot to new issues quickly. Whatever that means. The bright orange color that is used for the Fired Up campaign is a color that is easily recognized across the country, except with me, because I'm colorblind. Chris Brown, the co-president of the Brady campaign, told Forbes, there's an element that when you wear this kind of color, you see that it's original and unique. It's associated with gun violence prevention, and I think it spreads awareness and understanding of the issue. You want to know where I have a similarity between colorblindness and, I don't know, people who would actually have ideas of, who would actually be the ones in the fight with guns fighting the, you know, the rampage killer. We look at the world without a colored lens. We see the world for what it is. It is black and white in a lot of cases. You know, up to this point where we have the active shooter, he's there, he's going in some ways, he's reachable. We've talked about the five or six stages he goes through before he becomes active. If he could be intercepted and stopped, that would be great. But then when he becomes active, then that's where somebody like me needs to be in place. And then I'm not looking at the, you know, the what do they call this color again? What is this? The whatever orange it is. I don't want to not give it its due. I mean, people are painting themselves with it. The fired up orange, whatever it is. Now, of course, the Brady campaign is supportive of the lipstick lobby's efforts. Brown said, sadly, we've had far too many mass shootings in this country. We have 96 Americans a day that are shot in this country, and Brady has been actively working to support victims and make sure that stories get told and that their voices get lifted up. I think what's happened post-Parkland is that these kids have articulated so well their righteous indignation that we still live in a country where the vast majority of Americans want these changes, whether you own guns or not. Listen to me, you moron, you imbecilic fool. I know how many, you know, 60-some-odd of those people are people killing themselves. I don't know how your lipstick is going to stop that. Because, I don't see color, but I'm sure no matter how bright and festive and gay it is, it's not going to stop somebody from killing themselves. So that's item number one. Item number two, then when you get down to murder, half of the murders happening in the United States today are gang members on gang members. So we're going from the actual murders of the type you're talking about, the rampage killings, that number suddenly goes from 96 to about 15 per day. Which, of course, you can't get out there and say, well, there's 15 of us dying a day. Well, yeah, I get that part of it. I understand that. I feel you. I feel it. And I know why you got to get out there and start conflating data and throwing in suicides, gang violence, and all this other stuff. But, you know, unfortunately for you, there's a lot of woke people out there. Gun control advocates and survivors from Marjory Stoneman Douglas Pulse Nightclub, Columbine, Washington Navy Yard, and Sandy Hook are taking part in this campaign. And here we got a bunch of people. I'm looking at a bunch of people with, here's a child. I'm so sure a child wants to take part in this protest, and they have stenciled on her forehead, "Am I next?" Isn't that darling? We'll see. They're going to utilize survivor stories to push their brand. Great. Great, I get it. But anyway, you can live in that world or you can live in mine. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in the name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look?
now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I mean, this is where the ergonomics hit the pavement, or your rifle. This is where they have taken what should have been an art and turned it into a science. And it became a science by the fact that, you know, they do this. You make out your order. They don't have them sitting there waiting on you. They cut it. They cut it right there. And then they do all the finishing and everything else, and they churn out the perfect product. And then they send it to you. And you have joined me in ergonomics heaven. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This particular conversation is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters. Protecting your Second Amendment. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. All right, so Roseanne has lost her show. Now, this was bound to happen somewhere, okay? Whether it was Roseanne, although, you know, who couldn't see this coming? I mean, Roseanne is somewhat of a, she's a loose cannon too, like Ken Myers. But now that we've seen it come and go, the inevitable has happened. At this particular point, like, you just heard it in the news earlier this evening. What is there? Samantha, I can't remember Samantha's last name, of Samantha Bee of Full Frontal. Got out there and said something particularly despicable. Does Samantha lose her job? Does she lose her show? Roseanne Barr lost in a tweet about Barack Obama aide Valerie Jarrett, said of Jarrett, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes have a baby. Then she deleted it almost immediately, but the damage was irreversible and the action was swift. The Reverend Al Sharpton tweeted, the comparison of Valerie Jarrett to an ape is racist and inexcusable. ABC must take action now. The Disney-owned ABC issued the following statement. Roseanne's Twitter statement is abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with our values, and we have decided to cancel her show. And Roseanne Barr left them little choice. Standing by her would have meant advertiser boycotts, forcing any company that advertises on her show to explain their association with a racist. Okay, I don't want to, you know, okay, I get that. But what are the rules? What are the rules here? Where do we draw that line? And does the line apply to everybody? Because Roseanne's not a conservative. Okay, let's not kid ourselves. She was doing some stuff that was midstream. You know, it was not too far anywhere, but, you know, anyway. Disney also owns ESPN, the sports cable channel that employs Keith Olbermann, whose angry, unhinged tweets about President Donald Trump make Barr's anti-Jarrett tweet look like a love note. Here's one Olbermann tweeted at Ivanka Trump, Trump's daughter. Then tell your racist, white supremacist, neo-Nazi father to get the blank out of our society. Wouldn't you think that Disney, the morally conscious, you know, the moral consciousness of the United States, would they find Olbermann's tweets abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with their values? I would think so. As for MSNBC Sharpton, he also said that Barr's tweet shows that Trump is normalizing racism. Remember, Sharpton became famous by falsely accusing a white man of raping a black teen, Tawana Brawley. New York grand jury called the accusation a hoax, and Sharpton was successfully sued for defamation. And to this day, Sharpton refuses to apologize. Sharpton helped fan the flames during the deadly 1991 Crown Heights, New York riots by leading some 400 protesters against the predominantly Jewish section of Brooklyn. Days before the deadly riots, Sharpton said at a rally, if the Jews want to get it on, tell them to pin their yarmulkes back and come over to my house. Sharpton once called David Dinkins, the first and only black New York City mayor, a blank blank. I'm not saying it. He described Jews as diamond merchants and whites moving into Harlem as interlopers. and unwilling to wait for the Ferguson grand jury to finish its investigation of the police shooting death of Michael Brown, he took to the streets of Ferguson yelling, "No justice, no peace." The grand jury exonerated the officer, no remorse by Sharpton, no apology, no cancellation of his show. Bill Maher has long hosted a show on HBO and gets top pundits to appear. No guest seems bothered by his sexist, vicious put-downs of Republican women. In his stand-up, Maher called Sarah Palin a blank and a blank blank. This is how bad it is. Both offensive and derisive slang words for female parts. He defended himself by insisting that in his stand-up act, political correctness is off limits. How about that? Is that right? What about Michael Richards? You know, Kramer from Seinfeld? He committed career suicide when during a comedy stand-up he shouted down black hecklers by repeatedly using that word, which I will never use. And this was during a stand-up act. That was no defense. And unless you're watching Seinfeld reruns, you haven't heard out of Richards lately. Mayor Mars also called Palin and Michelle Bachmann two bimbos. He referred to Palin's son with Down syndrome as retarded. January 2013, Maher said that Donald Trump should prove he wasn't the spawn of his mother having sex with an orangutan. Isn't that what Roseanne Barr said? Meanwhile, at CNN, Erin Burnett hosts this Daily Show. When she worked for MSNBC, she referred to then-President Bush standing in a group of politicians as the monkey in the middle. CNN's Van Jones called Trump's election a white lash, and fellow host Don Lemon, who calls himself a journalist, recently pronounced President Donald Trump a racist. And, you know, I guess that settles that. So you can't even keep track of how many offensive things said on the Disney-owned ABC show The View. Panelist Sonny Hostin attributed Trump's victory to racism. 20% of people voted because of racism. I think that's 8 years of a black president. There was no way that Clinton was going to win. So I get the outrage over Barr's tweet. I get it. But why is there no-fly zone over Maher and Olbermann and Sharpton? You know, Laura Ingraham took a relatively mild swipe at Parkland gun control activist David Hogg, apologized, and then had to weather an advertiser boycott. And she just pointed out the obvious. You didn't get into the schools you tried to apply to, did you, Dave? National Review editor John O'Sullivan was right. White racism does exist, but its social power is weak, and the social power arrayed against it is overwhelming. But that should apply to everybody out there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
USA Radio News.
The Trump administration is putting a 25% tariff on steel and a 10% tariff on aluminum to Canada, Mexico, and the European Union. Now, the European Union has immediately said they would impose countermeasures in response to the United States' actions. As for China, Republican Congressman Sean Duffy says they're not out of the woods quite yet.
We were hoping that China would take some good faith efforts to reduce some of their barriers, to make commitments in regard to the stealing of intellectual property. They haven't gone far enough, and so I think the president's going to keep the steel on aluminum tariffs on the table.
The union, representing thousands of Las Vegas casino workers, estimated that MGM and Caesars could lose more than $10 million a day if housekeepers, cooks, and others go on strike starting Friday. Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodman was asked if she believes a strike will happen.
I think it will settle. I'm not quite sure on the numbers because, of course, I haven't been included in them.
That audio there courtesy of Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is where I know a lot of guys that don't really care how their gun looks, but I dig a gun that is a weapon that is both artistic and lethal. And you're going to see. I'm going to shoot this video of the, in the next few days, I'm going to shoot this video of the Gunsight Scout rifle by Ruger with better stock on it, and you'll get to see. So check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And this portion of the show is brought to you by, this next conversation is brought to you by Rock River Arms, protecting your Second Amendment. Check them out at rockriverarms.com. Now, I don't argue with leftists for several reasons, including the fact that as a person in the media, I argue for a living, so I expect to be paid for it when I'm doing it, and the fact that I really don't care about what the leftists think enough to try to change their minds, that also comes into play as well. So that doesn't, not worth my time. If I deal with them on social media, well, you know, that's, I'll take it only so far, and then I just ban them. I just want to defeat them as I, you know, maybe to demonstrate in front of other people, hey, it's okay to argue with these guys and fight back. Some of you do try to engage the left in an argument, though, and I don't really get, I don't understand why. They don't argue either, mostly because the left doesn't argue, because they know no one else will buy the ideological garbage that they're peddling. So instead of a reasoned position, they will inevitably offer a cheesy simulcrum of an argument that consists of that kind of hack ploy that would embarrass a shyster, it, you know, dressed like Leisure Suit Larry, doing shaky rear-ender cases of his, 1992 Corolla parked down by the dump because he can't afford a van down by the river. The left doesn't argue in good faith because it can't, and normal people who don't argue every day, it's part of their job, often don't see the argument grifts that are being they're being sideswiped by. Normals are directed and honest folks, and often, though much less frequently than they used to since normals began to get militant, they labor under the illusion that debates with the left involve honest exchanges of facts and evidence that can lead people to change their mind. Unfortunately not. The liberal argument is a blunt object and is designed to beat you into submission with distraction and deception. So here's some of their favorite cheat topics that they bring into the, into the argument, if you will. And here's how you you defeat them. The cheat is that they're going to Jesus-splain. They'll say something like, those rubes, when in doubt, put the Messiah, you know, play the Messiah card. It's always a pleasure to have some atheist hipster explain to you how Christ was a socialist, social justice warrior who was ultra open-minded about what bathroom people should use and who demands you give the government money so it can hand your cash over to the deadbeats. Does that gambit actually work? If anyone ever thinks, gosh, if I were to at impeach Trump, Hillary's hot, say my savior hates AR-15s, then I better disarm myself in the face of the leftist-minded enabled crime and liberal-supported tyranny. How do you beat it? Well, you could explain the whole Christianity thing, but it's easier to just tell the liberals to, you know, shut up and go pound sand. Or the cheat, they'll tell you something that you are and just, it, you know, insert anything terrible in that space. You are, whatever that terrible thing is, for thinking that. Racist, sexist, homophobic, Nickelback-loving. Not a slur or slander, you won't be called for standing up for the principle that made America great. But somewhere along that line, certain conservatives, let's just say they tend to try to sell you cruises where you can mingle with who's who of the Frito-Con elite, started trying to please the left, seeking to prove that, no, I'm not the horrible thing you just called me. That's a gigantic mistake. That's never going to work. The left themselves are all of the things they call you, and they know it, and they don't care because they're caring and concern and compassion for all the groups they accuse you of oppressing. That's just a pose. Watch how quickly they go from claiming you hate gay people to accusing you of being gay, because calling a conservative gay is an insult that is supposed to blow our button-down bourgeois minds. How do you beat it? You could deny the charges, but it's easier to tell the left to go shut up and go pound sand. Or the cheat. I love this one. We're better than that. This is where they try to weaponize morality against us, and which is hilarious since they hate morality almost as much as they hate us. It's a love thing, a hate-hate thing. They create some sort of moral test, usually out of thin air, and then announce you have failed it. One of the best was the recent splitting up families of undocumented workers is not who we are. Except it is who we are. We split up the families of criminals all the time, and we should. There's no nursery in San Quentin for a reason. What they want to do is, you know, they want you to well up those tears in your eyes so you don't clearly see the truth. The problem is not the consequence of illegal aliens breaking into our country. The problem is the illegal aliens breaking into our country. The problem is always the misbehavior we're calling out, not the fact that we're calling it out. How do you beat it? You could refuse to play the human shield game and tell the left to go shut up and pound sand. I think you see a pattern here. The other one, this is one I really love. No other developed country does whatever. This is the Compare America to the Wonderful Foreigners ploy that comes up with their gun screeds, where they claim that no other developed country has as many murders as America, and then put the blame on the 140-plus million gun owners who didn't kill anyone on that day or any day. It's true that no other developed country has Democrat-run blue cities full of Democrat constituents who shoot each other down in the streets. That's true, but nor do they have a citizenry that retains the right to oust a tyrannical government. But where we see that as a feature, the left, who think Castro was a really smoking hot great guy, they see that as a terrible bug. And what is this about being a developed country anyway? Mexico and Brazil, which have gun control laws that the Democrat disarm the normal caucus only dreams of, also have murder rates exponentially higher than ours. Why don't they compare ours with theirs? Do they think the non-whites are somehow undeveloped? Do they think lower expectations for non-white people? By the way, that's racist. Stop being racist, leftists. How would you beat this? You could explain that this is America, not some dwindling nation made up of emasculated Euro-weenies with a flatlining birth rate. But it's easier to tell them to shut up and just go pound sand. And one of my favorites, just, you know, well, and then just insert it. Facts are for suckers. When in doubt, when they lie, then they lie again. Like on guns. Prominent leftists announce they want to repeal the Second Amendment, then huffy libs leap up and assert that no one wants to take your guns. You need to gaslight better, people, or at least try. How many times have you heard how AR-15s are weapons of war when no one ever uses them in war? How many Blue Falcon Democrat vets have tried selling us on disarming by saying, I carried an M16M4 for a year, and for some reason now I think I have the moral authority to tell you other Americans what self-defense tools you can and can't have? An AR-15 is not an M4. It is not an M4. And the way, by the way, to beat that whenever they bring that to you is to look at them and simply stare them in the eye and say, shut up and go pound sand before I charge my AR-15. That normally works. But I think you saw the... you see the pattern. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We have reached the last time on the firing line. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, Boyd's gun stocks, what they have done is they, if it's an old weapon, they can rejuvenate it. If it is a weapon that you need help, you know, you can't adjust to it as it is in its normal configuration, well, it can adjust to you. Go to boydsgunstocks.com. Now, back to Roseanne Barr. A lot of you may have heard of her but never seen her original show. And because of the hype, they may have watched the reboot, but it is doubtful they have watched the second episode. And anyone paying attention knew she was no conservative. She's been all over the map politically, so no one cares where or when she comes down to make a silly statement one way or the other. She is a political riddle. Or a joke, whichever you want to call it, it doesn't matter. Her short-lived support of Trump was probably just a PR ploy, but now she has sabotaged herself, sadly, along with all the hardworking people who briefly had jobs on the new show, with a few, well, with one very stupid tweet. What she had to say was no worse or even as bad as people like Jimmy Kimmel, Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert, Michelle Wolf, Bill Maher, Joy Behar, Joe Scarborough, and others say every day, every night. The left is never offended by the vicious slander of conservatives, but slime, a leftist, and you're done. You're gone. You're erased. Barr said nothing worse than what Rosie O'Donnell has said for years. Keith Olbermann just got a new show, most likely for his willingness to trash Trump and his supporters in the most vile ways expressible. Welcome to 2018. The majority of the country is conservative, and but the sliver of the population that is the media is hopelessly, radically leftist, and they assume their presumed prestige as members of the journalist class gives them the right to shape the views of the rest of us. And if we don't submit and comply, they double down. They go on the attack. How dare we not cave to the dictates of the progressivism? They're smart. We, of course, are dumb, as deplorable rocks would be. Although I've never seen a rock I deplored. They cannot abide the fact that we are sentient, that we read and think for ourselves. They hate that we remember and loved Reagan. They hate the fact that Reagan was a great president. They really hate the fact that Trump may well be an even better president. Had Roseanne Barr said what she's... said what she did at a White House Correspondents' Dinner about anyone on the right, she would have been lionized, as Michelle Wolf was after her disgusting display of cruel intolerance last month. Leftist celebrities have gotten away with their particular brand of vitriol for decades. Conservatives have long accepted the fact of the media and the celebrity bias. Conservatives have also always realized that these are the least informed people on the planet. These leftists long ago came to believe that their perceived power, their money, their status, the Ivy League degree, and the self-importance actually made them believable and important, when in fact it just makes them a really loud target. Only common sense conservatives dismissed this nonsense long ago. These self-appointed betters eschew the Constitution and discount the values of conservatives as deplorable, and they wonder why they lost. Roseanne Barr, that tweet was loathsome, and it was indefensible, but it was no worse than what has been directed at Sarah Palin, Sarah Sanders, Donald Trump, Melania Trump, George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, EIEIEIO. The verbal and social media attacks on persons of the right have been daily events since Facebook and Twitter were invented, not to mention CNN, MSNBC. It's their thing. And the left never opined against such anti-conservative vitriol, but they regularly published vicious tirades against them as if they were news, as if they were fact-based. And, well, they never were any of those things. And our mainstream media is today all propaganda. Little or no news. Their biggest crime is not reporting what they do not want Americans to know. They're very good at publishing at what they want us to believe and culpable for not publishing what they know but do not want us to learn. Fortunately, Americans are not nearly as stupid as this bunch of pretentious snobs think they are. And pretty damn smart, actually. One has only to hear the boos for traitor Bob Corker at Trump's rally in Tennessee 2 days ago to know how on top of things Trump supporters are. Corker facilitated the Iran deal. He made sure we capitulated to a terrorist nation and that we paid them for the privilege. And those 5,000 people in that arena knew that. It is comical how quick ABC Disney were so quick to get rid of Roseanne, but they were dying for excuse no matter the cost to their shareholders. Clearly, the rules of civility only apply to us. The anti-free speech rules that prevail on nearly every college campus now apply to all of us now, but they cannot tell us how to vote. That part's left up to you. So, if you vote with your conscience, realize that the conscience has no allure and no respect of the left. None. They are all about power and winning and maligning and destroying those of us who know and remember how and why this nation was found. We're going to have to fight these creatures that seek to destroy it until they're done. And it's never going to go away. Never, ever, 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 ever. Never going to go away. A lot of people right now are looking to Iceland. They want to, you know, they say the reason there's a lack of murders in Iceland is because of their gun law. They have not had a murder in Iceland killed with a gun since 2007. And they do allow civilian ownership of firearms to a point. Now, of course, people there attribute that to their gun laws, and apparently so does NBC News. Like many of his countrymen, Olaf Garrorsson is eager to get his hands on a rifle, but he can't just walk into a store and buy one. Instead, he's sitting through a mandatory four-hour lecture on the history and physics of the firearm. This is Iceland, a gun-loving nation that hasn't had a gun-related murder since 2007. Garrorsson says, for us, it would be really strange if you could get a license to buy a gun and then you had no idea how to handle it. I would find it very odd if a gun owner had never even learned which is the pointy end and which is the trigger end. Iceland is a sparsely populated island in the northern Atlantic. There's only 330,000 people that live on a landmass about the size of Kentucky. St. Louis, Missouri, which has a population slightly smaller than Iceland's, has 193 homicides linked to firearms last year. Icelanders believe the rigorous gun laws on their small, remote, volcanic rock could offer us some lessons. But these people don't understand what the difference between us and them is. 94% of the population in Iceland comes from Norse or Celtic roots, whereas we are the melting pot, right? We're not homogenous. So because of this, the Icelandic culture is easily dominant, making those who come from other countries step up and adhere to the social rules of their nation as much as the civil and criminal rule. That's what we should be doing. We should make whoever comes here adhere to our social rules as much as the civil and criminal rules. And that is the lesson we can take from Iceland. We can be diverse, but everybody has to assimilate. So, okay, maybe they do have something they could teach us, but we don't have to listen too long to get that idea. No, we don't. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.